We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 10 lines down by Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, Apotropsim Meshalman Mehalia. We learned yesterday that if there's a Cheri Shait Vekatan or Yisoimim, they have a cow who was damaging, so we point the Apotropos to watch it, and the Apotropos pays Mehalia, and then the Rabbi Shachanina says that he goes back and collects from the Yisoimim when they get older. Or if it's Cheresh HaVakotan, if they get better, he goes and collects it from them. And the same thing is, and the other Man Yama holds, you collect right away from the assignment. But the halacha is, if he does Man Yama, at least the apotropos is Mishalman Rehaliyah. But the aim is Shalman Kaifer. The apotropos is Shar, he was watching the Shar damages, you don't pay Kaifer. Now what's Kaifer? Kaifer is if a Mu'ah damages, and then you pay Nezek Shalom. If it kills a person, so the halacha is the behemoth gets skila, and he also pays kaifer, and we'll see how much is kaifer. Kaifer is paying for killing someone, you pay kaifer. So here the halacha is, if it belongs to the shah, belongs to the assignment with the chayr shet v'katan, and they point to apotropos, and the behemoth goes ahead and kills someone, you don't pay kaifer. What's pshat? So what's the reason? Because this man yama holds kufra kapara, that kaifer is a kapara, and the assignment alav ne kapara, they're still katan, they're not mechuyev in kapara. And who's that Tana? Man Tana Kufra Kapara Vayasmi Lav Nikaparna. Who's the man Yama holds Kufra Kapara? I'm Rav Chista, Rabbi Shmuel Benoit Shem Yechlin Breki. It's Rabbi Shmuel who holds that Kufra Kapara. Talent in a Brai. So, and the Pasuk says about Kaifer, it says, M Kaifer Yushas Alav, Venosam Pidyoin Navshoi, Kecholash Yushas Alav. That you figure out, you evaluate how much it is, and you pay Pidyoin Navshoi. What is that? The main Nizik. That Tana Kama says it's the main Nizik. The Rabbanon say that how much you pay how much, it's restitution. You pay how much you damage. You kill the person, you figure out how much he's worth, how much he'll be sold as an Eved, and that's how much is Kaifer, that's how much the payment of Kaifer is. The main Mazik. You pay how much the Bailam is worth. The Bailam who's Mazik, the owner of the animal who damaged, who killed, you figure out how much he's worth. Obviously, that's kufra kapara. It makes sense that kufra mamayna, that's mamayna, if you're paying the value of the person who's alive. So obviously, it's kufra kapara. Smaila avakum efgit. They're born in sabri kufra mamayna hu, and therefore you pay the price of the nizik, because it's more like restitution. It's money. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yishmael Rekim, I'm sabar kufra kapara. It's a kapara. It's like bringing kapara yourself. So you bring the price, how much you're worth. That's the kapara. So it's saying that this price is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who's kufra kapara, and you're saying, lav ne kapara nu. Omra papa no. You can say that both Rabbanon and Rishmael both agree kufra kapara. Amar papa loy, the kuli amar kufra kapara. Everyone agrees that kaifer is a kapara and not a mammon. It's not a mammon, it's a gechiv. It's a kapara gechiv. What's pshat you pay the main mazik? We'll see. Why you pay the main nizik? We'll see. Welcome efki. Rabbanon salary the nizik shemidon. The way you have a kapara is by paying the value of the nizik. The person who died, the way you have a kapara is paying your own value. My time with the Rabbanon, Rav Shmuel, we understand. You pay your own value because you need the kapara. For example, let's say, to make it more practical, you would have to be chayiv misa technically. So you pay to yourself, you redeem yourself by giving the money of your own value. What is the nizik? What does that have to do with kufra kapara? So Gemara says, because it's a pasuk. My time with the Rabbanon, Nemra, Shisa Lamata. It says, Shisa Lamata, which means by Kaifer. Menemar Shisa Lamaila. It says, before that, in the parish of Mishpatim, it says, V'chinotzu Anoshim. Two people are fighting, and V'nokvu Ishahara, and they hurt a pregnant lady, and she loses her babies. V'yotchi Leodeha. The loch is, Onish, Onish, Kash Yusha Lav, Kash Yosha Lav, Val Isha, V'nosav Lidlim. You figure out, you evaluate how much the babies are worth, and you pay for that. So there, just like there, it's bidinizik, malahalam bidinizik, avkam bidinizik. Here's what is zeres kasi pay bidinizik. Just the word yushas, you make a zeres shava, that you pay bidinizik. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shabirich b'breikah shava, I'm not some pidyon avshayik. So the pasuk says, you give your own pidyon first. It says, pidyon avshayik, you give your own pidyon. Rabbanan, in pidyon avshayik, you're right. The guy who's paying kaifer is paying his paid his own soul. How do you do that? The way you evaluate it is by paying for the value of the nizik, and that's the way you evaluate it, because he has there's cost of shisa xer shava that teaches us that you go with the nizik. So akparam, just to recap, is we have machlekes here, the main nizik with the main mazik. Our first thought machlekes was kufra kapara, kufra moina. If you hold kufra kapara, then you pay the value of yourself. If it's kufra moina, you pay the value of the person killed. The Gemara says, no, everyone can hold kufra kapara, and the machlekes is, In Pesukim, And back to the Brice of Apachopis, does not pay kaifi. You know why? Because the owners of the animal is the Yisayim or the Chereshet of Katan, and they are not Mechuyiv in kaifer because they're not Bnei Kaparanu. Just they're not Mechuyiv in a carbon, they do something. They're not Mechuyiv in this Kapar. Zotmar Vaitam, Shabayak Le Rava, the Rav Nachman. Rava was telling Rav Nachman that there's this very chosh of a person, his name is Rav Achaba Yaakov. But the Rav Achaba Yaakov, the Adam Gadol, who is a big Adam, he's a big chosh of the Talmud Chacham. Omar Leis, Rav Nachman says, okay, great, I love talking to the Chacham. So when he comes next town to town, send him to me. Omar Leis, Yav Liyodcha, Avil Yodi, next time he comes to you, come, send him to me. Ki Os Lekabei. So when Rav Acha came to Rav Nachman, Omar Leis, Rav Nachman told Rav Acha, Bay Minoy Milsa. Ask me a shayla. So Rav Acha asked Rav Nachman like this, a shayla like this. Shor shal shnei shutfim. Keitzim shalom kaifer. You have a shor that belongs to two shutfim, and it killed someone. How do you pay kaifer? Because if it's a nezek, we understand, each one pays half the nezek. Because there, it's a mamas de gechiv, so it's a shutfim, each pays half. When it comes to kapara, so it's a kapara of the mazik, they both need kapara, so maybe it's different. And the Gemara explains, each one pays a full kaifer. Let's go and feed Rabbi Shmuel. He paid the main mazik. Each one pays the value of himself, his own value, because you have to pay kaifer. The problem is, kaifer echad rachmanav lo shnei kaifrim. The pasuk says, kaifer echad. Pasuk's lashon is, im kaifer yushalav. Sounds like one kaifer, not two kaifer. Lo shnei kaifrim. So Mar says, no, maybe hai chatzi kaifer, v'hai chatzi kaifer. Each one pays half a kaifer, like a shutvus. Kaifer shalom, rachmanav lo chatzi kaifer. It's mashmi di kaifer shalom. That was Shali asked him. Like Tosfos speaks out that even though we find by Chatos that if two people carry something out to Shishrabim, and whatever the case over there is, it says each one's Chayav Chatos. So you see, we can be Chayav two Chatos. What's with the Chayav two Koifer? So he says it's different. Because here, why should the person who's the Nizik, the family of Nizik, collect two Koiferim? That doesn't make sense. By chatos, it's fine. Like he's bringing a gavaya. It's not such a big deal. But here, they're only supposed to get one kaifa, not two kaifa. That's a shayla. So how do you do the kapara by shutrim? It says kaifa echa chumal v'shtei kaifrim, and chatsi kaifa. It says not chatsi kaifa. So what do you do? So the yosef come ayin ba. The ma'aser of Nachman heard the shayla, good shayla, and sent him ayin the shayla. So Rav Acha thought, he had time to throw another shayla. Amalei. He asks another shayla. Says Tanat, we learned in the Mishnah, Chai ve'erichin mashkinoisai. The halacha is that if someone is mekabel erichin alai, he says I'm going to give the value, the erich of a certain person. So in Torah has different ages, from 1 month to 5 years old, then has different ages, 5 to 20, 20 to 60, different ages and how much to pay. So he's mechayev something to hektish. The halacha is that you take a mashkin, the gizbar comes and takes a mashkin because there he's not going to pay so fast because he's not a kapara and he might schlep along and procrastinate and not pay right away. Therefore, we take a mashkin from him, make sure he pays up his dues. Chayv echatas v'asham, but he's a mashkin on himself. Someone's chayv echatas v'asham, we don't take a mashkin from him. Why? We know that he wants to have a kapara, so he's going to bring that. He wants to have a kapara. Shaila is, how do you judge chayv kaifrim? My, give him the kaparah. Since the kaparah has oshan on me, you don't have to go take a mashkin from him, because michmer chomer lai. It's chomer on him because it's like a chaz oshan. It's a kaparah. Like by mashkin, you don't need a mashkin. Tais speaks out that the one who would take a mashkin over here means the yarshin nizik would. It's not a gizbar over here. It would be the yarshin nizik would arrange, I guess, bezdin to take this mashkin. That's the question. Do they have a right to do that? Because we're worried the guy's not the warrior's not going to pay, or maybe he won't pay because it's a kaparah. Even though kufra kapara, maybe this type of kapara, he's not so chomer alai. Why? Or idilma kivin lechabre who would buy a mace fillet, since he has to give it to his friend, memoinuhu v'loy legavaya. It's mamin. It's not legavaya. It's not lehektashu. V'loy chomer alai. It's not so chomer. Then why is you have to take a mashkin? Inami not a svara kivin dehu lechata. He wasn't the one who did the chet. Memoinuhu daazik loy chomer milsalai. He doesn't think to himself he's a kapara. Buy a mashkuni. Maybe need a mashkin. That's the question. So he asked him two shaylas. The first shayla was the kaifer shayla. He was thinking about it. He saw his quiet. He asked him another shayla. The second shayla was, do you take a mashkin by kaifer? Because we know by chayv erichin you take a mashkin. By chaz shomis you don't, because he wants a kaparo. How do you judge kaifer? So Amalei Rav Nachman tells him, Shafkin, leave me alone. I'm still stuck on the first shayla. You're going to ask me the second shiloh? You stumped me on the first shiloh. Why are you going to the next shiloh? And at the end of the day, the Gemara is not answering these two shilohs, but those are the two good shilohs that Rav Acha asked Rav Nachman.